Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now beginning our study of the sixth chapter of Masechet Gittin. And after two chapters of lots of tangents on the issue of Tikkun HaOlam, we are back into the thick of things with Get. And our first sugya that we will deal with today is focused on Mishnah Aleph and the issues of a Shliach LeKabbalah and Shliach LeHolacha, which I've outlined on the page definitions. Homered kabel ze getzel li ishti. A holech getzel ishti. If a man says to a shaliach, hit kabel, meaning accept this for my wife, or take this to my wife, matzal achzor yachzor. The husband can change his mind and bring the guy back at any time before he gets to her, because he did not make the fellow a shaliach le kabbalah, she is not divorced until she gets the get. Hayishashamait kabel li gitu. If a woman makes somebody a shaliach kabbalah and says, go receive my get for me, the minute the husband gives him the get, he can't change his mind anymore because she's already divorced. So now, if the fellow comes to the husband and says, I'm a shliach kabbalah, and the husband says, the husband says, I can't give it to you as a shliach kabbalah, but rather you take it, meaning he turns him into his shliach holacha, then he could change his mind until she gets it. Shem Gamliel does not necessarily disagree with Tanakama, but he expands. It says the hitkabel is not the only word that makes that is a valid appointment of a shliach kabbalah. If she says to a fellow, "Toli giti, go get my get for me," that's also a shliach kabbalah. Okay, we'll see one small piece about Shem Gamliel at the end of the sugya. Now, we're going to do what we call a backdoor sugya. We're going to start with a larger discussion, and then we're going to bring it back into our topic. The only reason that when the husband in the first case says he'd kabel, he can change his mind, is because the wife never made the guy shliach lekabbalah. Hashaviti ihi shliach lekabbalah, matzalach zor lo yachzor. If, on the other hand, she had made him a shliach lekabbalah, then the husband can't change his mind, even though the husband said holech. Shmamina holech kitzchi dami. We can infer from here, and this is something discussed in the first parak, that when somebody gives something to a shaliach and says holech, take this, he intends to say and be zocha on behalf of the person to whom I'm giving it. And that is a huge machloket. So from our Mishnah, it would seem to say that the machloket should be a slam dunk that holech kischidami. Lo, liolam emelacha holech lav kischidami. Really, holech is not equal to zchi to acquire it. Vid kabel li zed get li shti, it's tri cholei. Really, what we needed was the opening line. Sangach amena hu yolu valav bar shav yishlech li kabalahu. I might think that if the husband says it kabel get zed li shti, since he is not at all empowered to make a shliach lekabbalah, afagav demata gita liyadalo lehavagita, it might not even be a get when it gets to her. It might be an invalid shlichut legamrei. Kamashman did kabel v'holech kamar. Hit kabel means take it and go, and he's making him a shliach lekabbalah. Now tnan, we're going to again go with the yeshuv holech kischi. Haisha shamit kabel ligiti. The second half of the mishnah imratzalachzor lo yachzor. My love, loshna akabal, loshna aholacha, doesn't make no difference if the husband says kabel or holech, which means holech is kischi, lo akabalah, it just means if the husband says hit kabel, which means we haven't proven it again. Toshma, lefichachim, amar lo abali, avshish kabel la, ela holech v'tein la. At the end of our Mishnah, we said that therefore if the husband turns the shlichut around, then he can change his mind. Tama, demar, yefshar, that's only because he said yefshi. Halomar yefshi matzalachzor leachzor. If he doesn't turn the shlichut around, he can't change his mind. Shma mina, he can't retract. Shma mina holech kischidami. Again, we see that holech means acquire it. No, dilma behelach. There's a difference between holech, which means walk it, and it's the verb lalachet, and helach, which is really sort of a preposition of here it is to you. Here, take it. But not as if the command, I'm asking you to walk it, but here it is. All right, now pshita. Now, okay, that's the first piece of the puzzle. Now, we're going to determine the parameters of shlichut as far as who can be a shaliach. Pshita ish havishliach laholacha. Obviously, a man can be a shliach laholacha. Shken bamolich get lishto, because a husband walks to get to his wife, so he can have another man. Isha havishliach lekabbalah. A woman can be a shliach lekabbalah. Why? Shken isha mekabel megitam yad bala, because a woman gets her own get. Now, the question is, Ish l'kabbalah v'isha l'holacha, mai? What about switching it? Can a man be a shteich kabbalah? Can a woman be a shteich holacha? Now, this sounds like a strange question, except that if you recall, in earlier prakim, we discovered that a goy, for instance, cannot be a shliach l'gitin, because the goy is not in Torah gitin v'kiddushin. He does not have gitin v'kiddushin. So, you could take that one step further and say, since a man could never receive a get as the recipient, he also can't be a shteich kabbalah. And since a woman could never be the giver of a get, she also can't be the shliach holacha. So Toshma, ha'omer itkabel get zeli ishti o holech get zeli ishti, our Mishnah, matzalach zo yachzor. Haisha she'amra itkabel ligiti matzalach zor lo yachzor. So we have all of this, all of our Mishnah, and we think, my love, b'chad shaliach, we think we're talking about the same shaliach, which either is a man or a woman, that's one person, and therefore that means that there's some crossing that's available. Shvamina koshel kabbalah koshel holacha. Obviously, the same person could be a shteich laholacha or shteich lakabbalah because both are danced with in that mishnah. So lo mishnei shluchin. Who says maybe our mishnah is talking about if the husband appoints a man as a shaliach, or the woman appoints a woman as a shaliach, and it's not talking about the same person. All right, let's keep testing it. Toshma lefichach emar lo abali if she shetkabbalah ela holech v'tein la salach zor yachzor. All right, the husband can turn the shlichut around. V'hacha d'chad shliachu, here it's clearly one shliach, a person who was sent by the woman to be a shliach kabbalah, and the husband can turn him around and make him or her around and turn them to be into a, be a shliach kabbalah, the halacha. U'shvamina kosha l'kabbalah kosha l'halacha. And there it's very clear that the same person can operate both both things. And now there's no reason to distinguish and say, well, maybe only a man can do both. There's no reason to make that assumption. Okay, pshat mina ish ha v'shliach l'kabbalah. So we could see from there that a man can be a shliach l'kabbalah. Why? And now we have a good reason to argue. Remember what I said a couple minutes ago about why we would think it's not the case. But now we see within halacha that a man could receive a get. Where's that? Shekein av mekabel get levitok tana. If a man's daughter is 9 years old and she gets a get, the father accepts it for her. So father, a man could be a receiver of a get. So the question is, could a woman be a shliach laholacha? Because a woman never gives a get. So my Mary Toshma Afanashim She'ein Namanot Lamar Meit Pa'ala Namanot Lahaviyat Gita. In the second parak, we said even those five women who at Yivamot, we said, are not believed to say a husband has died, the mother-in-law and the sister-in-law, etc. But they are able to bring the get, Hatam Halachahi, and that is shliach laholacha. These are women. So my Rashi, be safe on Amishramina, the safe of that Mishnah in the second parak, also proves it because Diktani Seifa, Hashat Smamaviyat Gita, a woman could bring her own get. She has to be able to say Fanenichta Fanenichtam. Vukinma Halacha, remember we had a whole discussion at that point of saying, why would she have to bring the get? Once she got it, she's divorced. And we established that it was a circumstance where the husband said, take this get as a shliach halacha and don't accept it for yourself until you're in front of the Beit Din or something to that effect. Which means shliach halacha, shma mina. So there we go. Which means both men and women could be shlichim on either side. Itmar. So now, have ligiti. Here we're going to deal with a good part of the rest of the sugya with what happens when the instructions given by the mishaleach are misrepresented by the shaliach to the husband. In other words, the woman gives instructions to the shaliach. The shaliach misrepresents himself, and the husband then gives the get. What happens? So start with this. Have ligiti. The woman says, go get my get. Meaning, I'm making your shaliach laholacha. She comes to the husband, he comes to the husband and says, your wife says, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah. And then the husband says, take it as she said. What does that mean? Is she divorced immediately because he represented him as a shliach l'kabbalah? Is she divorced when the guy gets back with the get because she really made him a shliach l'holacha? Or a third possibility? All right, Amar Nachman, Amar Rav, Amar Rav, what did Rav say? Afilu igia get liyadayin mekureshit. It's never a get. Now, let's play with this a little bit. Shma mina adibur didei kasamich. So that proves that he's really, when he says, take it as she said, he's relying on what the fellow said, that he's a shliach le kabbalah. He really isn't. Which means this husband never intended the get to take effect later, but only now. Because if he's really relying on what she really said, when he says to the shaliach, take it as she said, meaning whatever she really said, she should be at least divorced when the get gets to her. And Rav said it's never divorced. So Ravashi says, wait a second, that doesn't prove that the husband is relying on the shaliach's words. Because here we've got a different problem. If you had the opposite case, where the woman said, I'm making your shliach la kabbalah, and the shliach shows up and said, your wife asked me to come pick up the get. And then the husband says, take it as she said. In that case, Rav said, once the get gets to the shaliach's hand, then she's divorced. Obviously, that means he's relying really on what she said, because she really said shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband said, take it as she wanted. Or inami liador, if you want to argue that Rav would have said that the get is only good when it gets to her hands, adibor didei kasamech, that proves that the husband is intending to act based on what the shaliach said, not on what she really said. He represented as a shliach l'olacha. But here the reason the shlichut's no good isn't because we're determining that the husband really relies on this, on what she really said and what the shliach said, but rather the shliach totally subverted his shlichut. He misrepresented himself as a shliach l'kabbalah, which he wasn't. I'm not a shliach l'holacha, which means, by the way, as far as the husband's concerned, the shliach's never going to turn around and go back to the wife with this get. He's shliach l'kabbalah. So he totally misrepresented who he is, and that's the reason this shlichut is no good. Not because that we determine that the husband always relies on what he's saying as opposed to what she really said. All right, let's see this further. Vunabarchia toshma hamarit kabel get zel liishti aholech get zel liishti. So a man, our mishnah, tzalachzor yachzor. Now tama deratza. It's only because he wanted to change his mind. Halo ratza veget. Obviously, if he doesn't interrupt, the get is good. V'yamai, habala barshav yishlech l'kabbalah. How can the husband say it kabel? After all, he can't make a shlech l'kabbalah. Alamrina kevan shenatav enav l'garsha, me'mar amar tigaresh kol hechi demigrasha. Rather, how do we understand it? Since the get is coming to her hands, he says, whatever works, works. It kabel, tain. So in Rav's halacha, why don't we say, once he decided to divorce his wife, what he really wants is whatever works. So if the shaliach said, hey, kit kabel, and it was really shliach halacha, why should it not work? Because ultimately what this guy's interested in is to get to her. That's not true. In our Mishnah, everybody knows that a husband can't make a shlichut l'kabbalah. He really meant it to be a shliach holacha. He just used a weird word, but we all understand what he meant. Hachatoy, but in this case, he was really mistaken because the shliach misrepresented himself, and the husband thought he was giving to a shliach kabbalah who would never go back to the wife with it. All right, let's see. Amarava toshma ktana she amrait kabeligiti efe ktana said to a man, "Go be my shliach kabbalah." Obviously, she can't appoint the shaliach, and he'll get out she get liyada. It's only when it comes back to her. Now, kimati git liyada miyagim girusha, but when it gets to her, it's good. V'yamai, after all, this guy comes and represents himself to the husband and says, I'm a shliach kabbalah from your minor wife. And the husband gives it to him. V'halav shliach laholacha shav, she never made him a shliach laholacha. Why does that work? Once the husband decides to divorce her, he means whatever's going to work will work. And therefore, holacha, kabbalah, whatever it is, that's what he intends. So anachi came into shenat netanev garsha memar amar tigarish kolechad migrasha. Again, in Rav's halacha, why is it totally invalidated? Why don't we say once he's decided to divorce her, whatever is going to work will work? Now hachi hashda, again, it's different. Hatam adam yaden shen shlichut l'katan. In the case we just mentioned, everybody knows that katan can't make a shaliach. And when the husband sitting there says, I know that my minor wife cannot appoint a shliach of any sort, therefore I'm making him a shliach. Right? That's what he intended. But in Rav's case, again, the husband made a mistake because the shliach misrepresented himself. Toshma, let's try again. Have ligiti v'ishtacham right kabel ligiti. If the woman really said, be mishliach kabbalah, and the shaliach misrepresents himself, that's Rav's case, or hitkabel ligiti v'ishtacham rave ligiti, or flip it, where the one that we tried to propose, which is when the woman said be mishliach kabbalah, and the husband and the shaliach misrepresented himself as a shliach holacha, v'omar holech v'tein la zechila v'itkabela, and he said any one of these languages, take it to her, be zoche for her, accept it for her. Now, but the get is valid when it gets to her. Right? My love, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, v'holacha, holacha. Doesn't that mean, isn't that talking about a case where the fellow said holech, where the shaliach represented himself, where she, he really was a shaliach holacha, or the husband said he'd kabel, when the shaliach really was a shaliach kabbalah, and that's why it's valid. Right? Lo, kabbalah holacha, holacha kabbalah. It's when the husband said he'd kabel, when he was really a shaliach holacha, or vice versa. If that's the case, then in reality, he's really a shliach kabbalah. It should be a get immediately. Obviously, we're relying on the guy, and the guy said, "I'm a shliach holacha." No, again, in the case that we had earlier, the fellow said, "Take it as she said." That's then you could say, "Who's the board? Is he relying on?" Here, in our case that we just saw, he doesn't say take it as she said. He makes a definitive assignment. Hit kabel, zechi, holech. Let's keep testing this. Tan Rabbanan, hit kabel ligiti. Again, the woman said, b'mashliach kabbalah. Shtacham right kabel ligiti. And he represents himself properly. V'hu omer holech v'tein la zechi la v'tkabela. And he tells him one of these lashonot. It's no good because the divorce is immediate. Because he really is a shliach kabbalah, and the husband knows he's a shliach kabbalah. Aminatan omer holech v'tein la ratzal achzor yachzor. Aminatan disagrees and says that if the husband says holech v'tein la, he can retract it till he gets to her because he turned him into shliach kabbalah holacha. Zchila v'tkabel la ratzal achzor lo yachzor. So Aminatan distinguishes said if you use a lashon hitkabel or zchi, then he can't change his mind because the divorce is immediate. Rebbe Omer, bechulanim ratzal lachzor leyachzor. It sounds exactly like Tanakama, but he adds something. Aval imamarlo ef shish tkabela ela holech v'tein la, like we had in our Mishnah. If the husband turns around and says, I cannot give it to you as a shliach kabbalah, but I will give it to you, you become my shliach holacha, ratzal lachzor leyachzor. Then he can retract it until it gets to her. Now, Rebbe Hainu Tanakama, like I just mentioned, Rebbe and Tanakama seem to be the same thing. It could be that Rebbe's adding on the ability of the husband to turn the shliach around. Or maybe that last statement is there to tell you, you know who Tanakama is, it's Rebbe. Alright, so now, we've talked about holech kischi. And Rabbi Natan said holech is lav kischi. Because if you say holech, then you can retract it till it gets to her because that's not Kabbalah. Now, if I go heilach l'Rabbi Natan, what if you say heilach, which we said was very different than holech? Holech is a verb, take it. Heilach means here it is, yours, l'Rabbi Natan. Kischi dami olav kischi dami, is that kischi? Toshma omer titkabel getzel ishto olech getzel ishti, our mishnah im ratzal achzor yachzor. Shashamun kabel likiti ratzal achzor lo yachzor. Okay, that's our mishnah. My love, beheilach Rabbi Natan, aren't we talking about a case where the husband gives it to the shaliach and says, heilach, and it's Rabbi Natan is the author. Lo, beholech v'Rebbe. We're talking about where the husband says holech, and it's Rebbe, and holech kischi, according to Rebbe. Toshma, let's see, the fiachachim marlo habal yefshish tkabela ela holech v'teinla, the rest of the Mishnah. Tzalach zor yachzor. Tama the mar yefshi, it's only because he turned it around. Halo mar yefshi ratzalach zor leach, so he can't change his mind. My law behelach Rabbi Natan, again, is this not a case of Rabbi Natan? And what the husband said was helach, and you said helach is kischi. Lo, beholech v'Rebbe, same answer. But now watch this one. Toshma, holech gezel ishti, ratzalach zor yachzor. Helach gezel ishti, now this braita clearly distinguishes between holech and helach. Ratzalach zor lo yachzor. Now, man shavalei damar beholech ratzalach zor yachzor. Who, which Tana is it who says that holech is lav kischi, and you could change your mind till it gets to her? That's not Rebbe, that's Rabbi Natan. V'kamar behelach, ratzalach zor leyachzor. And in the same bright that says that if you said helach, he can't change his mind because she's divorced immediately. Shmamina, helach kischi dami shmamina. So you can see from there that Rabbi Natan says, helach is really kischi. Okay. Itmar, kabali giti. The woman makes him a shleach kabbalah. Shchamarit kabali giti. And the shleach represents himself properly. Former holech v'teinla, and the fellow says holech v'teinla. All right, so if you say holech kischi, that's it. Amar v'yam amar v'un amar rav, na'asa shlucho u'shlucha v'choletzet. Rav comes up with this very strange statement, where he says this fellow is suddenly become sort of the shliach of the Baal, because he said holech. He's sort of the shliach of the woman, a shliach kabbalah, and therefore choletzet, meaning if they had no children, and if on the way the shliach was bringing the get, the husband died, then she has safek grusha, safek almana, therefore she has to have chalitza, but of course can't have yibum. Now, the meimer, the masafka, the rabbi holech, kischidami, alav, kischidami, this is strange, because this means that Rav says that holech may or may not be kischi, and misofek, we say choletz v'lo mitjabemet. Vaitmar, but we know that Rav says, a very clear opinion on it. In the first parak, he says, holech mane leploni shani chayavlo. I say, holech, take this money to ploni that I owe. Amarav chayav bachrayuto. The shaliach is chayav bachrayuto. Vim balach zori no chozer. I'm chayav bachrayuto. Sorry, the mashaliach is chayav. But I cannot retract this fellow back, because holech kischi. So hatam safek mamona lekula. Yeah, there it's mamona. So we go safek lekula. Achis safek yisura lechumra. Here it's lechumra. So therefore choletz vil mitjabemet. The reality is that Rav is misupak as to the status of holech. Amarav ena isho sashliach lekabel agita miyad shliach baala. A woman, there's a separate halacha. A woman cannot make a shliach, appoint a shliach to accept the get from the shliach of her husband. Chinamar isha osa shliach lekabel agita miyad shliach baala. He disagrees and says she may. Now, my time to Rav, why does Rav prohibit this? He might have mishum bizoyan the baal. It might become a bizoyan the baal. The husband has sent a shaliach. And now she's saying, ah, I'm not going to meet with him. I'll send somebody else. He might have mishum chatzira baal achar mikan. It may be a much more technical issue, which it looks as if she is getting the chatzir in which, creating the chatzir, meaning the shaliach, in which the get is being received. Because remember, she's a shaliach kabbalah. So the minute he gets it, it's like a yad of hers, it's like a chatzer, but it's coming after the fact. All right, and take a look at Rashi here for a moment. We will read the Rashi. Mishum chatzer ha-baal ha-chamikan. Achar she-natan la-ha-baal ha-get be-chatzer shal-achirim. It's paramount. It's parallel to a case where a husband gives her a get, but puts it in a chatzer that belongs to somebody else, and then she buys the chatzer. That's no good. It has to be given into her hand. Or chatzera shaliach, to buy miyada. They're all extensions of her hand. Therefore, we perhaps make a decree that the shliach of the woman cannot accept it from the shliach of the husband. Because here the husband gave it to the shliach. It's like putting it in that chatzer. And then she acquires the vehicle for getting it. That's like chatzer ha-baal ha-chamikan. So now, my benar, what's the difference back in the Gemara? My benar, what's the difference between these two lishonot and Rav? If she appointed the shliach first, then there's no chatzer ha-baal ha-chamikan. It's like buying the chatzer before the husband put to get there. That's not a problem, but it is still bizarre in the baal. Now, here is a story. Hahu gavra deshara la-gita levitu, a fellow sent to get. Azal shlicha, we hear a similar story, but a little different earlier on. He saw and found the woman was sitting there and she was kneading, her hands were dirty. He said, here's your get. You hold on to it as a shlech kabbalah kilu. So Rav Nachman made a curious statement. He said, if we have like Rabbi Chanina in the machloket with Rav, that a woman can appoint a shlech kabbalah to meet the shlech halacha of the husband, then we can call her divorced here. So Amar Lei Rava, v'mitad Rav Chanina avda ba'uvda, just because you hold like Rav Chanina, here you're going to pass and she's divorced? Halochaz or shlichu reitzal ba'abal. It's one thing when shliach A comes, and instead of the woman coming to greet him, she sends shliach B. So then shliach A then comes back to the Baal and says, I did my shlichut. But here, it's the same guy. You're turning around. He can't be simultaneously a shliach holacha and then hand it to himself a shliach kabbalah, because then it doesn't come back to the Baal. His mishaleach is now her. So shachol ha-kami to Rav Ami. They sent the question to Rav Ami. And Shalachli sent back the message, I agree. He said, let's sit down and think about it. Hador Shalchua came to Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Then they sent to Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Amar Kohanu Shalchu Lava Azli. We keep getting the same message. Right? Ki hechen misafkalu, that you do it just like you don't know. Hachinam misafkalu, and they don't. We also don't know what to do in this case. So what we have here is a safek. It's a dover shebe'erva, and therefore, in case the husband died in the meantime, which evidently is the case that happens, choletz v'lo mitjabemet. Okay, have uvda, so there was another case like this. This Amora said you have to give both get and chalitza. Tarti, why? Now the answer is get mechaim v'chalitza le'achamiti paskin, that if the husband is still alive, you need a new get, because this get is questionable. And if the husband died, she needs chalitza, of course not yibum. Here's a case that's somewhat related, a sequence. It's kind of related. There was a particular woman who had the name Nafata. Azul Sadi Katuv Tafata. So the witnesses, mistakenly, who were charged by the husband the right to get, wrote the wrong name. Amar Vitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, the same Amor, said Mishpein Durav, Asu Edim Shlichutan. The Edim have done their job, which means they cannot now regenerate or generate a new get that's proper. They have to go back and get sent by the husband again. So Matkif La Rabba, Rabba challenges, Mikamalu Ktuvu Chasfa Bahavula. Since when do the husband say, write a piece of pottery, a piece of garbage, and give it to her? He said, write a get. He said, I will agree with you that if they wrote a good get and then they lost it, they've done their shtichut, they cannot now write a new good get and give it without being appointed again. So Matkiv Rav Nachman then took the same argument and said, since when did the husband say, write a get and put it in your pocket or throw it away or lose it? In other words, they also didn't do their shtichut. If the man sends people and charges them, write again and give it to my wife, then they have to write it and give it, even if it gets written wrong, they write it again, even if it gets lost, they rewrite it and they give it, as long as it takes. Now, Baumine Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav turned to Rav Nachman and asked him, Kitvut nun l'shliach ma'u. What if he charged people to write again and give it to the shaliach, and then the shaliach messed up? Can they write it again? Sluki salik lahu, are they now out? As they did their job, for sure. Maybe they really, he would like them to be in, but he just wanted to be nice to them and not make them work too hard and not give them too much of a tircha. So Ravina Ravashi, v'yolichla mahu. So Ravina says to Ravashi on this particular point, he says, when the guy said, kitvut nu, and they wrote it and then it got lost, they did their job, right, because they did everything, right? But here, that's not what he said. He didn't say, give it to the shliach and let him take it to them, right? Let them rewrite it. And that's the question. Maybe they should rewrite it and give it to him. The answer is, take it. It's unclear. And the last thing is, Shimon Gamliel said, afo mer toli legitim, ratzalach zor leachzor. So parenthetically, say, tanarban and toli, osali, viheli viadach, any of these phrases, take it from me, carry it from me, let it be in your hands, kulan lashon kabbalahin. Shimon Gamliel expands and says, those are all phrases that indicate shlichut l'kabbalah. Okay, we'll pick up with the beginning of Mishnah Bet and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.